one another.
For the news at 2 o'clock, I am Sandy Lentuli. Good afternoon. Former Eskom chair Zola Tsotsi has repeated his claims that Tony Gupta told him that he was put in his position by the controversial family and they would remove him if they wanted to. Tsotsi was testifying at the State Capture Commission today. He resigned after being accused of interfering with the executive to avoid a motion of no confidence from his fellow board members. Tsotsi says Tony Gupta told him that they would remove him from his position. In other news, Malcolm Williams, the principal of Parktown Boys' High School, has been suspended with immediate effect this after investigations revealed that the school went on an unauthorized grade 8 camp to the Nyati Lodge in the Northwest Province.
Regard, we have concluded that the principal of the school is the delegated authority with the responsibility for the safety of our learners in schools, and thus we have taken a decision to immediately suspend the principal of Parktown Boys and to serve him with a suspension letter in order for the investigation to proceed without hindrance.
There was MEC for Education in Gauteng, Panyaza Lusufi, who also says that preliminary investigations have revealed many inconsistencies that have forced the department to take action. He was speaking earlier on today. The audio in the story is courtesy of ENCA. In news from further afield now, a U.S. man is suing a bank in Detroit after employees called the police when he tried to deposit checks at their branch. Centauri Williams, or rather Centauri Thomas, had attempted to put in money when he had won after settling a racial discrimination lawsuit against his former employer. But the bank allegedly said they would have to verify the checks. As Thomas waited, the police arrived. The bank has since apologized to him in a statement. Finally, the Economic Freedom Fighters, the EFF, and its spokesperson Mbuyiseni Ndlozi have been ordered to apologize for commenting that journalists Anton Harbour and Thandeka Gobule were Stratcom agents. They also have to pay the journalists 40,000 rand in damages each. The court ruled in the journalists' favor this morning. In 2018, Harbour and Gobule asked the Gauteng High Court in Johannesburg for relief after Ndlozi accused them of working for the Stratcom, the apartheid-era propaganda arm of the security police. Harbour has called the ruling a comprehensive victory for the truth. Taking a look at your financial indicators now, the rand is trading at 14.35 to the US dollar, 18.78 to the British pound.